Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I'm going to read from two passages out of the book of Revelation. First, out of the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 15. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign." And then, out of Revelation chapter 19, verse 6, "Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, 'Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns.'" To the casual observer, the moment was just about golf. But it was really so much more than that. It was an unbelievable moment in golfing lore which served to point all of us beyond ourselves, reminding us of things we yet dream of. Until then, the oldest golfers to win a major golf tournament were in their late 40s. Julius Boros, the 1968 PGA champion at the age of 48. Jack Nicklaus, at age 46, was fitted for his sixth green jacket, winning the 1986 Masters. Hale Irwin, at age 46, the U.S. Open champion in 1990. And the effervescent Lee Trevino, the 1984 PGA champ, 44 years old. But what was unfolding that Sunday was a moment that inspired us to expand the vision for our lives beyond the obstacles, beyond the problems, disappointments, and accumulating years into all the possibilities yet remaining in our lives. I imagine that tears filled watching eyes, as they were mine, palms gathered sweat, and the pulses quickened as the world watched Tom Watson walk up the 18th fairway of the old famed Alisa Golf Course at Turnberry in southwestern Scotland a decade ago. It was the final round of the Open, the British Open Golf Championship. Watson needed a par to complete his attempt to win the British Open Championship and become the oldest man, just 2 months shy of his 60th birthday, to win one of golf's four major championships and the oldest golf major itself, the British Open. He had won the British Open five times before and was on the verge of doing it again. Announcers who had known and respected Tom Watson for years and had done this many times before could not string their words together into intelligible sentences to describe the moment or how they were feeling. The words, "God Almighty," in the scripture passage we read a moment ago from Revelation are translated from the Greek word pantokrator and literally mean "the one who controls all things." The word is used 10 times in the New Testament, once in 2 Corinthians, quoting from the Old Testament, and 9 times by the Apostle John in his inspired writing of the book of Revelation. The interesting thing about John's use of that word as God inspired him what to write in the hope-filled, victorious book of Revelation in approximately 90 AD is that it was a time when the Christian church faced more suffering, more persecution, or prospects of death for their beliefs. Maybe a bit like today, the persecution that Judeo-Christian believers face. Yet in the face of those difficult times, John kept writing to remind all of us that God Almighty, the one who controls all things, is still in control and still reigns. A reminder for you and me to embrace during these times that we're going through today with COVID-19, the attacks on our faith, the attacks on the history and heritage of our nation, with no attempts, it seems, at civil discussion or discourse for productive progress to become even a better nation for all yet. Maybe that Sunday, when a nearly 60-year-old Tom Watson walked up the fairway of the 72nd hole of the Open Championship that day, with his sixth Open Championship in reach, should remind each of us that whatever our age, it's only a number. But maybe we also remember the faces and attitudes of folks we've seen through the years who, no matter the number, larger or smaller, had stopped living. It was so clear to us as we remember back. They were done. Retired from work, or maybe just retired from trying, retired from life, retired from trying to have an impact and making a difference in the world. It happens, though, sadly, at any age. And we have seen it. The legacy that people were still designed to leave every day of their lives for as long as they were here had flatlined. It had ended at many different ages. So what are you dealing with today? Retired from a career? Just graduated from school with no prospects for employment? Looking for a new job? Had an unexpected career stumble? Trying to figure out your personal journey and the next steps in your life in that journey? Maybe finances are short and looking shorter a little farther down the fairway. Just reached another number on the calendar, perhaps, and others are suggesting that you're getting old rather than saying you're getting older. And that it may be time for you to stop, to do something else, to rest, to retire, and to just step aside and leave tomorrow to someone else. We've all seen folks at every age, younger and older, who have stopped living. Adults, young adults, and students who have stopped dreaming. Stop reaching for all they were created to be. They've quit. They've experienced one too many bumps or disappointments, perhaps, and have settled for less than they can be. My friends, at any age, 7, 17, 47, 77, or beyond, that is not what God, who created us, intends for our lives. By the way, Tom Watson's approach shot to that 72nd hole in that fourth round took a bad kick off the green, and he was unable to get the ball up and down for his par, and he ended up in a four-hole playoff with Stewart Cink for the Open Championship, which Cink won. But that day at Turnberry was another of those many reminders from the God who controls all things, as John wrote in Revelation, that no matter where you are in life, no matter your age, no matter what you face, or what is going on in the world around you, it's not over. Keep playing. God's got you, and God's got it all. It was a reminder of the longer, eternal view of life that we need to remember and embrace and reach for. The one that recognizes that the Lord God Almighty still reigns and holds every day of our lives in His hands, from the moment of our creation to today into tomorrow and all the way into and throughout eternity. The God who reigns and calls us to tee it up one more time, and then another, and another. He is in control. And as long as there is breath in our body, in His view, we're not done. No matter our age, younger or older. No such thing as quit or retirement in the kingdom of God. He calls us to continue, to reach, to touch, to serve, and to make a difference, to try, and then to try again, to have an impact, and to live out the legacy of our lives that He meant for us to leave until our last breath by adding value to the lives of others all around us. Tired? Okay, rest for a moment. Then get on with life. Failed or fallen? Join the group and take a moment to regroup. Then get up and get on with life. Messed up once too often? You'll probably mess up again. Learn from it and press on. Been hurt by someone? Forgive them. It's holding you back. Then get on with your life. Frustrated with what is going on in our nation and world and don't know where we're headed? Me either. Experience disappointment or heartache? Remember this, you're not alone. The healer of healers is with you. The Lord God Almighty has you. He has it all, is over all in our lives and in the world now and through eternity with those who know Him. He sees it all. And as we're reminded in the passage we read in Revelation chapter 11 a minute ago, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Messiah, and He will reign forever and ever. So get on with life, with Him in the lead. God's got you. God's got it all, now and forever. Let me pray for us. Father, thank You for this time, just to stop and remember, as the Apostle John wrote in Revelation, a book that's all about hope, and it's all about victory. It's all about You coming back and claiming all of us as yours as you do today. Help us to remember that no matter our age, younger, middle, older, whatever, that with whatever we've got and whatever we have left and every breath in our body, you call us to make a difference in the world, to live life fully, to tee it up again, to play on. Thank you, Lord. Knowing not only that call, but knowing that you will go with us on the journey always. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.